started Hilchos Tefillah. One is not allowed to daven Shachris after Chatzos, even a minute after Chatzos. It was the Mezid of the Shege. The Mice and the Shabru brings it that those that make it that within a half hour after Chatzos is still permitted, since Mincha starts only a half hour after Chatzos. The Mice, the place can say, do not rely on that. And therefore, if one did not daven until Chatzos, it should wait till Man Mincha, daven one Mincha, and then afterwards, the Tashlumi for Shachris. If a person did he ever daven Shachris half hour after Chatzos, then he doesn't have to daven the second time afterwards. Once his man Tefillah has arrived, then the person is not allowed to go to his friend's place and greet him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name is Shalom, and he's supposed to use Hashem's name for Hashem before using for other people. But you're allowed to say good morning to him. And that's also only when not going out of your way to greet him. You have to be going on the way you need him, so then you could say good morning. But to say Shalom Aleichem is not appropriate. Some people, they bow down to the other person. It's a sign of COVID. So also one should not do that before the happening. Some people say that's also even if you're bumping to the person. So if you want to do things with Kola Shifis, number one, if you go to the other person's house to greet him, it's definitely a problem before the happening. If you meet him, then you should just say good morning and not bow down towards it. Most of the street an opinion that says that even if you're walking the street and you bump into somebody else, like I said before, you should only say good morning. It's interesting because in those days, everybody used to say Shalom Aleichem, which was the way it was in Israel until a few years ago, that they started saying hi and bye. But before you know it, they're going to be speaking only English over here. So the idea of saying good morning is to make a change from the normal way of doing it. In other words, if you happen to bump into him, you said Ikiyotin, then you can't say Shalom Aleichem. But the reason why you should make a change, so that you should realize that I'm making a change because I'm really supposed to be going to daven now, and I shouldn't start talking about all kind of other information with him. How you make that change nowadays?
Poker toe.
What?
Poker toe.
Poker toe. If you don't always say Boker Tov, then you make your change. If you always say Boker Tov. Stop the top. The Guru says that if you already said the brachas, there was a shachar, then you could say Shalom when you see somebody. If somebody else greeted you, then everybody gives you a ladder answer.